Hello and welcome back to Checkpoint Reached. Me and Matty are here today to discuss some Gears of War because we are doing a Gears of War character list on Tier List Maker or whatever the site's called. Should probably have remembered that because I've just been on it, but then again, here we are. But anyway, how are you doing, Matty?
I'm doing well. Ready for my nostalgia trip, revisiting Gears of War.
Good.
No spoilers for the tier list, but I do have a very strong preference for the first three games, so that might reflect my choice slightly in this list, but I'll leave it as a surprise.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out, but I must admit I'm pretty much the same because, the later trilogy, no. Well, we're not even at the third installment yet, but we'll see. Anyway, let's get started. And first on the list is actually Ty. So, where do you want to put good old Ty from Gears of War 2?
Well, if anyone even remembers Ty, you know, we're having to be selective with this list. Let's just preface it with this. We've got a bias towards characters from the first three games. Characters from the second trilogy will be included, but obviously not from spin-offs like Gears of War Judgment or Gears Tactics, because otherwise you'd have a list of about 100 characters. So, just from the mainline franchises, and maybe a few surprises in there, but Ty, I mean, he's on my list in the D tier. I don't know about you.
Just the poor guy went through absolute hell, and you're just like, yeah, mate, you suck. D tier. Coming out the gate hard.
No. It's Sarah. Like, the planet's been invaded by locusts. They've been through hell. They've been through multiple wars. And you get to put in one of these locust torture pods for the best part of, like, a day. And he comes out and just shoots himself. That's weak. I'm sorry.
Weak mentality. That's why he's going in the D tier.
The poor mentality. That's why he's in the D tier.
Mate, I feel like you're being incredibly harsh. The guy has been through, like I mentioned, absolute hell. He's endured stuff that we cannot even imagine.
Well, it's the mystery, isn't it? No one really knows what goes on inside this locust chamber.
It's enough for him to shoot himself. I mean, you know, that's not that funny, but in the game, the scene's quite funny. But yeah. So, right, you're going Ty in the D tier. I don't know. I feel like D's harsh, but we didn't really get much of Ty, did we?
Yeah, you didn't get to know him.
I mean, I'd give him a C out of sympathy for what he's been through.
Put someone in the C tier for sympathy.
Yeah, you can. But to be fair, this is not a hill to die on for me, so I'll give you Ty going in D. Yeah, there we go.
Get in the bin, Ty.
Right.
Sorry, mate.
We've started off strong with Ty. Ty. Poor guy. He's gone through all that torture, he's ended up killing himself, and now he'll never know, but he's been put in the Checkpoint Reach D tier.
He's in the D tier, where
okay.
He deserves to be.
Well, you know, if you are watching, obviously subscribe to the channel, comment below, and let us below. D for dead. And let us know in the comments below if you agree with Matty. He should be in D. I've caved on that one. But yeah, let's go for the second one on the list, and it is... the best of the Carmines, I guess. It's Clayton Carmine.
Yeah. Well, there's three Carmine brothers that we've gone for in the list, obviously from the mainline games. There are other Carmines that appear in later games, but I think Anthony, Benjamin, and Clayton are the three that we've list.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, you know, where I've put him in the list, it's B for me. I feel like he was quite an interesting character. It was, you know, it was a little play on the dynamic. You know, you had two Carmines in the first two games that were just, you know, complete cannon fodder and pointless. And Clayton had a bit more about him. I thought he was relatively interesting in Gears 3. And he also makes an appearance in the later trilogy as well, so...
He does. Well, to be fair, I mean, it's a decent start because I agree. I had Clayton in B as well, because like you said, obviously after the previous Carmine brothers that came before him, he was definitely different, and I thought he was interesting as well, and I actually didn't expect a Carmine brother to be like that, so it was quite nice to see a change in dynamics there when it came to a Carmine. So for me, I actually enjoyed his character. I thought he was good. Obviously a bit of a badass, so yeah, I agree.
He's a badass.
Is that what we're gonna do? Deep for dead.
Apparently so, yeah. Deep for dead.
Well,
I must say this though, right? You know, I'm sure the gearheads among us will remember the Twitter to save Carmine or kill Carmine. I can categorically say that I voted to kill him. So even though I did enjoy Clayton Carmine in Gears of War 3, I would have preferred to see him die a bit as opposed to surviving. So well done, community. You've chosen the wrong option there, in my opinion. I think he should have died a fitting death, like all his brothers before him.
Oh, fitting?
gone out in a blaze of glory.
Well, see, so you're telling me if he did die, he'd have been in D for dead.
Well, it's gotta be.
Yeah.
But to be fair, if that was the case, I think most of us in D tier. If it was D for dead, like, you'd have 80% of characters in the list in the dead tier. So
yeah, that is actually
true. You've
got
to avoid that for now. Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed. Yep, so there you go. Clayton Carmine is in B. And as you might notice, we have changed around a little bit because Ty came back from the dead. He had a word with Mai. He wasn't happy. Here we are.
He's put my old room in the D tier. I've had to change rooms.
Well played, Ty. Anyway, let's move on. Next up on the list is General Ram. Now, obviously, the main villain in the first game. An epic fight on there on Insanity, or whatever the difficulty, the highest one was when I played with Sud, fighting him on the train, and it just took so long. And for that reason, I mean, alone for me, he's C tier. I don't know, he's very throwaway.
Nah, I've put Ram in B tier. I've put Ram in B tier. I think this is another disagreement in here. B for badass.
General Ram.
Yeah. I mean, well, every good game needs a good villain, you know. And I think that General Ram is, whilst not the most interesting of characters, you know, per se, I think they are a good villain. I think the scene with Kim, you know, of him sort of getting stabbed in slow motion makes you genuinely hate the character at that point in time, I guess, and want to, you know, give them some good old revenge.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Ram's B for me, just because of how iconic he is in the game. But I am happy to concede and go in the C just for, you know, avoidance of argument on future characters.
Yeah, you got to save your battles for the next ones. But, yeah, for me...
I don't really care that much about Ram.
Well, that's what I mean, though. That's why I think he's C, because I agree he is a badass in the way of, like, yeah, he's a good villain, he's introduced really well, but other than that, it's a bit throwaway, in my opinion. So, it looks like I might have won that one then. Well, you won tie, I'll win.
I mean, none of the villains in general, really, in Gears are really that epic. Memorable, are they?
Not really.
Is there... I mean, I'm sure people will argue in the comments section, but Ram is a good character, but not... They're not really amazing characters. You don't get any motivation behind them. It's like they're just Locust and they're evil.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
kill
it.
Them.
There's no context other than that.
Yeah, agreed. And that is why I think C. And as people might have noticed, his head's been cropped off. So we can thank
C
the
for
team
crop.
Maker. There you go.
Making it too easy.
He carries on. C for crop. There you go. General Ram. He's in C. Right, let's move on to the guy he brutally killed on his first appearance, and obviously that is Kim. Where'd you land on Kim?
I put him in the C tier. He's pretty close to D. I mean, he's pretty useless.
I'm starting to see a trend. If people just get brutally killed or go through absolute horrific stuff and they're not really in the game that much, you're just binning them off straight away.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to at least know them to care about them. Kim's in the game for about 10 minutes.
I cared about Kim.
And his shiny bald head.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only thing that I remember about him. None of his characteristics other than he had a shiny bald head and he got stabbed.
He
played that
game
probably 5 or 6 times. He did go out like a hero, that's fair. And that's why he gets put in C and not D, like Ty. You know, Ty didn't go out like a hero, he went out like a pathetic wimp.
Wow, you're really gunning for Ty here. Poor guy can't catch a break. To be fair, yeah, I agree with Kim being in C. He, yeah, he's not in it enough really to warrant being in B, A or S tier. Yeah. I don't think he's a D character. I think he, you know, he goes out heroically. He, you know, gets brutally murdered by Ram, and he's there to serve the purpose of introducing that character. So I think fair is fair. We'll give, yeah, we'll give Kim into C, puts Kim into C. There we go. And Kim's head, not, he is slightly cropped. So another C for crop, but his head is there. Right, here we go. I think this is going to be the most controversial one now. Because obviously,
really?
Well, you chatted a little bit off off the podcast and hinted at this. But next up is Marcus Fenix. For me, he is S tier because, I mean, Marcus is Gears of War for me, and I think he's great, and I loved his badass character, so he's definitely not going in B. But he's going for me, yes, has to be standout. Everyone loves Marcus, he's iconic.
There's four characters that everyone would probably put an S tier, and I have to put one of them in A tier, and I have decided upon some thought that Marcus is not going to be one of the ones that I drop down to the A tier.
Oh, he's
yeah, he gets to stay in S. So, I mean, it's like you said, it makes complete and utter sense, really, doesn't it? It's the complete backbone of the series.
Exactly.
He's an interesting iconic character, to be fair. He is quite interesting as well in terms of his motivations, and obviously in the start of the, you know, the first game, you're in a prison cell for disobeying direct orders or whatever, but no, he's a great character. I mean, like, it's Marcus is Gears, and Gears is Marcus, and that's been proven by the, you know, the second trilogy as well. They've had to sort of involve him as much as they have, just to keep the story relevant, to be honest, more than anything.
Yeah, exactly. That's why, though, I'm with you. Like, I mean, is there anyone out there who doesn't like Marcus?
If you like Gears, you're probably going to like Marcus Fenix, considering you have to spend 90% of the time following him around and playing as him. So.
Exactly. So that's why he gets his warranted place in S tier. I mean, I said it'd be controversial, and it turns out it's not.
No, no.
Yeah, so I'm glad bit we agreed on that.
Bit of a disappointment there. Marcus yeah. Fenix is in the S tier.
Never disappointing. That's good. No. That's what we wanted. But yeah, let us know in the comments below. Are you a Marcus Fenix hater? Be interesting.
Should he be
to
in
see.
The D tier? worst character ever.
Worse than Ty. Oh, God.
That's not possible.
Oh, my God. Right. Let's move on.
There are
on.
Worse
Poor
characters
Ty.
Than Ty, to be fair. Don't worry. Don't worry for all listeners out there. If you think Ty is the bottom of the barrel, then you are mistaken, because they're a lot worse.
Yes, I do agree with that that sentiment. But anyway, let's move on anyway to the next one. I've said anyway so many times there, but it is Marcus's son, JD.
I've got him in C tier.
Okay.
Very, very uninteresting character. Was supposed to be the sort of main character of the first game and was quickly binned off, I guess. I mean, in the second game, he's nowhere to be seen for half of it. You know, he's just sort of almost written off, and without, you know, I guess, can we spoil Gears 5? It's a Gears tier list. Most people watching this are going to have played up to Gears 5, I'm assuming,
and if they haven't, well, they probably aren't going to, because they might have dropped off the series by that point.
Well, be forewarned, spoilers incoming for Gears 5. Obviously, he's become that unimportant to the series already that you can choose to kill him. I don't know why you would choose to kill him over Del, which we will, you know, we'll get on to Del, but I just don't know why you would kill Marcus's son. You've got the glorious Marcus in S tier, hero of the franchise, and you kill his son. Like, what's wrong with you, mate? Come on. It's just no
have a
need
word
for
with yourself, unless you are the guy who voiced Del.
He's been through so much pain. Everyone's dead, and you're just going to inflict even more pain on the poor old man.
Well,
in his 90s or whatever he is now, fighting still.
Who, Marcus? Yeah. Yeah, God knows how old he is. He's very old. Yeah. He's extremely old. But to be honest, when it comes to JD, I agree with C. If it wasn't for Gears 5, where I think he is better, I know he doesn't appear in it as much, and obviously he's been dropped as the lead character that you play as, but Gears 4, I really didn't like him. I just thought he was really bland.
An awful character.
Uninspiring. And if it was just Gears 4 that I'd be basing this off, then he'd be in the D tier for me. Yeah. But
there's a bit of redemption, isn't there, in Gears 5 with, you know, the arc that he goes through in that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. He
definitely
yeah.
becomes more likable. More likable to the point where then you just kill him off. Make any sense? I'm really confused. Like, this is going off on a tangent, but I mean, Gears 6 isn't out yet, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But what are they going to do with that? They've got two vastly different endings. I don't know. Maybe I haven't really kept up to date, but I'm assuming there is a canon ending.
There'd have to be, wouldn't there?
I mean, yeah, you can't just have two different versions of the game based on one small death. So, but that was a bizarre decision to make that. It just feels like a bit of random fun that's opened up a big wormhole, you know, for the people who actually selected, the people who actually wanted Del to live at the end of that, you know, Gears 5.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not going to see him alive because they're just going to load up Gears 6, and I imagine it's just going to be JD that's sitting there. So it doesn't make any sense.
Has there ever been a franchise that's put someone as the forefront in one of their games and then the very next game just killed them off? I know it's a choice in Gears 5, but I'm just thinking of any other franchises that ever actually done that and then gone through with it. I mean, there probably is. People out there will probably let me know in the comments, but off the top of my head, I can't think of that because it's a really strange decision. And especially, I never really checked the backlash, if there was any, or, you know, reviews really on the Gears games for 4 and 5 to really know. Did people not like JD in 4?
I think in general, the general consensus is that it was a poor character. Yeah, I think that trio of new characters that they tried to introduce were very boring. The banter felt really forced, and you know they needed to desperately to just call in the help of the old characters to try and inject some personality back into the game. And for the last like third of Gears 4, I was quite happy with that. You know, when you got reintroduced to sort of Cole and Baird, and I was like, finally, there's some interest in the game again. But I give them a shot, you know. I wasn't starting Gears 4 thinking, oh, I hate these characters.
Mm.
But they were just really bland and unlikable. It's not like Gears.
No, I agree.
Like Gears.
Yeah, Gears usually do make quite interesting characters, especially obviously on the COG side of things, and characters that you're playing with. So it was surprising. Plus, he had the added thing, like, you know, anyway, similar to you, I didn't go in wanting to hate him because he's Marcus's son and we already like Marcus so much. So it's like, well, you know, we kind of want him to be good to carry on that lineage, but he was bland. Anyway, well,
You wouldn't know, would you? I mean, what sums up the character to me is this is supposed to be Marcus and Anya's son, and he shows none of their traits whatsoever in any way.
Pretty much, yeah. And for that reason, JD lands in C. Unfortunate for JD.
On the borderline of D, but he's just saved himself.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Right, let's move on to the next character that we wanted to include on this one, and I guess it's a personal favourite of our social circle, and it's Dizzy. Ashy one!
Is Dizzy a personal favourite just because he says I see one in multiplayer?
That's it.
That's literally the only reason. Okay.
Well, think of our friend group. How many times someone shouts that whenever we've been playing Gears or whatever?
I'm guessing he's in like the B tier for you, but I'm just putting him in C tier.
No, he's C for me.
No way he's getting any higher than that. Oh, good.
Yeah.
He can stay there.
I mean, Dizzy. I mean, yeah, we like his catchphrase and he sounds funny, but that doesn't call you out.
Caricature of a hillbilly, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And plus,
is that all he gets? That's the only airtime that Dizzy gets.
Well, I was going to say, what else is there to Dizzy, really?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, for anyone that has, for some reason, not played Gears of War multiplayer, he doesn't actually say that in the campaign. It's just, if you spot an enemy in multiplayer, he just screams, I see one, in a ridiculously funny voice.
Which is... got him
C. Given him some extra points. He's got into the C tier based on that alone, pretty much.
Yeah, I agree. It is actually based on that alone. Because otherwise, I don't really care about his character, so he would be in D, I guess. But yeah, there we go, Dizzy. Oh, Dizzy should definitely have been in D just for his name. But anyway, let's move on. That ship has sailed. But now we have landed on Batista.
Can this even be a character?
I just wanted to throw him in.
Not allowed. Not allowed.
What's wrong with Batista? He's great. He's got his music in there as well. He does the Batista
multiplayer part. Only character, you know. I don't remember Vince McMahon in Gears of War or anything like that. It's like, where did this even come from? Oh, God, honestly.
It's to do probably with the whole rumours of he really wants to do a film, doesn't he? Play Marcus.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense, though, to play Marcus. You can actually play the campaign now with him. Instead of Marcus. So would you do that if you had the choice? Would you replace Marcus with Batista?
Nah, I personally
give him
wouldn't.
What he wants.
Give me what I want. Spit flying everywhere. Oh, but yeah, that's in reference to his wrestling days. But no, I think I thought he was alright. It was kind of cool to play with Batista and do the Batista bomb online and in the multiplayer and stuff, and you know, props to him, because he really is, apparently, by all accounts, rumours pushing for this Gears of War film, which I'd like to see happen, I think.
I don't think it ever will.
Don't you?
No.
Batista is the lead.
Well, it was hyped up a long time ago when Gears was in its pomp. Would you say Gears 3 was when it was at its most popular? I'd probably say that.
Probably.
And it was around that time. And I feel like the ship sailed now for that film to have any sort of real viewership. I feel like if it is going to be made into a film, it'd just be really poor production quality, similar to like the Resident Evil films or something like that, that just sort of makes you depressed more than anything. So I sort of hope it doesn't happen.
And they're not good films. Nope. I don't know. I'd like to see it happen, to be honest. But yeah, where are we putting him?
I don't know where he is in your list, but you can't have Batista anywhere else other than D, surely. He's not even a real character. You might as well just have Locust Drone at this point. And Wretch.
You know what?
That contributed more to the story than him.
That is fair. Batista can go in D for his bald head and just lack of meaning to the franchise, I guess. I can't argue with that. Right, okay, let's move on then to Benjamin Carmine.
BC. Good old BC. Ben. I mean, this is the Carmine that's in the middle. I mean, literally as well as figuratively. It's the second game and the middle brother, obviously, the three that get into our list. Mm-hmm. I feel like this guy is in the D-tier as well.
We haven't got many likable characters here, apparently.
I don't know where he is in your list. Maybe if he's C, I might agree to bump him up just because of how brutal his death was, but not in a brutal way like Ty. You know, he didn't go out like that. He tried to help someone and just got brutally, you know, ripped apart. And it was, you know, sad to see him go.
Were you sad?
Yeah, I thought they might actually let him survive.
I do.
You got
not
the hint during the game
sad.
That he might actually survive. Yeah, it was quite kind of funny. But
what was it that he? What was the animal thing that he fell into?
He was inside some sort of
like
creature,
worm or something, wasn't
it? Was. Yeah, something like that. The worm. He went out like a hero. I don't remember exactly how he went out like a hero, but
he fell
I
out the
he
chopper.
Went out like a hero.
And then I think. So he falls out the chopper, the worm eats him up, but then you find him inside the worm, don't you?
Yeah, you find his corpse. And it's not even his corpse.
Was he alive?
He's still alive, yeah.
Yeah, and then
that's
he dies.
That's why it's sad. It's like they had to rub it in even more. It's like not only is Carmine...
Oh, dear. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back now.
Okay. You said not only is Carmine, so just start that bit again.
You know, not only is Carmine dead, he's been ripped to shreds. It's just guts are all over the floor, and I feel like they just rub it in a bit to let you know that no, you don't get to see Carmine survive.
Yeah, you but wanted
then we did in the third game, so that's why I feel like his death was ultimately pointless. If you're gonna let one of them live, you might as well let all of them bloody live at that point.
Well, to be honest, I've got him in the D tier, even with, you know, you've tried backing him up a little bit, but all I can think is he fell out of a chopper and landed in a worm. I mean, the guy just is awful.
Yeah, but think of the comedy value that that provided.
Yeah, dross.
C for comedy.
D for dross and dead. Mate, to be fair, you started by saying he was in D as well, so I'm just backing you up.
I'm just conscious of how many people we've got in the D tier so far. It's like, you've got Gears of War. God, there's so many amazing characters in Gears of War. The whole cast is in the D tier.
Yeah, but, I mean, can you argue with that D tier at the moment?
Well, let us know in the comments below if you've got any arguments. If you feel like Carmine should be bumped up. If you feel like Ty should be bumped up.
Yeah, let us know.
I will not be happy if you think Ty should be bumped up, by the way.
Yes, I think people will definitely know that now. Right, let's move on. And I think we're going to disagree because I actually like this character. And it's Faz.
See, I had him in C tier. I imagine you probably got him a bit higher.
Yeah,
he's a relatively enjoyable character, I do agree.
Lower end of B, I had him.
Massively hated him at the start of the game, but he grows on you quite a lot as a character.
Yeah, I think that was the intention, wasn't it? And to be fair, Raoul Colley, however you pronounce his last name, I probably butchered it, but he did like our tweet about Gears 5 when we did the podcast and tweeted out.
Did he? So yeah. He's a friend of the podcast. I'll let him go in the B tier because of that.
I wouldn't stretch that far to a friend, but
you know, I am the authority on everything Gears, so I'm gonna let him go in the B tier because he's a friend of the podcast. And some people may say that's biased, but
it is.
You know.
But it is. But to be fair.
Exactly, it is.
I think he
I agree. I honestly agree with you. I do actually think, given how bad a lot of the cast were in Gears 4 and 5, he was one of the characters that I enjoyed, you know, in Gears of War 5, especially given half the game was complete and utter boredom, you know, walking around a massive area with absolutely nothing to do.
That is true.
The fact that I had any interest at all in any of the characters was quite a surprise. So, yeah, I'll agree with you. I'll let him go and be.
Yeah, there you go, Faz. You're in B. Well deserved, mate. Well deserved. Right, let's move on to a guy who I know will definitely not be in B for you, and it's Del. See, I had...
He's in straight into D.
I knew...
He's near the bottom of the list. He's the worst character in the whole of the new trilogy. Pointless.
Is he?
Yep. So, he was supposed to be... like comedy banter to be added to the trio. I mean, that's the point in Del, and it's just contributed nothing in terms of maybe some of his jokes hit, you know, the right note and the right chord for some people in the comments. Maybe that's the case, but I know from personal experience of playing, I've just found his character really unenjoyable. The choice in Gears of War 5 to kill him, I couldn't have pressed on his face quick enough, to be honest, because it was just, I couldn't wait to get him out of the game. And I hope the canon ending is JD surviving, because I just don't want to hear about Del ever again. Just a really poor character in my opinion. Sorry, Del. Sorry any Del lovers on there, but
I've got sympathy for Del. See, I don't know if it's because I played as Del in the playthrough with friend of the show Perks when we did the campaign together, and Perks literally pressed Del so quickly on in the choice that I was just like, oh, who are we gonna pick? Oh, right, okay. Del's gone. My character's gone. See,
I agree, Perks. I'm with you.
I don't know. He's not great. I probably had him in C. I didn't mind him all that much, but he was not a fantastic character. His banter was extremely hit and miss. Being kind,
he should be in the D tier. I'm gonna let him go in the C tier because of the crap that we've got in detail, like Batista, who was a real character. So just on the basis that he actually contributed something to the story, albeit a load of crap, he can go in the C tier.
Yes, Del, I've got you in the C tier, mate. D for Del, not this time. It's C tier for Mr. Del. I mean, I feel like people probably disagree with that. I feel like
some people might put him higher. I genuinely think that.
And, oh, really?
And that's cool. But yeah, maybe the jokes and the banter that Del has hit the right chords, like I said, for some people. But for me personally, I thought it was just awful. I thought he was an awful character. And I won't say rest in peace. I'll just say goodbye. Good
bye
riddance
for now. We'll see how that one plays out in the next installment. But yeah, okay, Del in C. I'm quite happy they got C. I think he deserves better than D after Batista being in there. But like you touched on, let's move on then to Anya. Anya's the next one, obviously, Marcus's wife. What do we think? I know this sounds weird, but I don't really remember her that much.
She was on obviously the intercom in the first game, I guess. Mm-hmm. She's been like a consistent part of the series. I think it was quite cool how, you know, the personality of the character was slightly changed in Gears of War 3 to be obviously like a female playable character. Mm-hmm. And that was quite good for the series. As annoying as it was online, because everyone played as the female characters because you had less hitboxes because you were smaller.
Yeah.
So good idea.
Yeah, that was ridiculous, man.
What was the other female character, the sort of one that's Baird's wife in the new trilogy? She's not actually, we've not actually put her in this tier list, weirdly. But
don't remember her.
Well, whatever her name was, it was either her or Anya that people would play with online and just wall bounce off every single wall.
Absolutely horrific.
Very, very unenjoyable.
Yeah, I bet.
I like that character development, you know. She's been an ever-present in the series, really. I mean, I know she's dead in Gears 4 and 5, but, you know, she still makes her presence felt even in death. So,
where are you putting her?
I think B, yeah.
B. To be fair, I'm not going to argue because, like I said, I don't really remember all that much, even though I know, obviously, she does play a part in the story. So I'm happy to go for B. One thing that we do need to do at the end of this as well is actually rearrange in the actual sections that we put people, because, you know, we want to have the absolute worst, the absolute best. And then there's a lot of people. I mean, we don't have anyone in A yet, but that
I'm just going to bump people up to these higher tiers because at the moment there's no one in there. So
I know.
You've got Marcus and then nobody, just a chasm. Marcus and then just a cliff to the bottom pile of crap.
I think you can tell that we prefer the OG trilogy more.
Oh, we're not alone there.
I know. Surely. Yeah, I'd like to think we're not alone. I mean, come on. Anyway, next up is the last one of the brothers. It's Anthony Carmine. The way you went out, man. Now, that is funny. That was funny.
Oh, yeah. He's the one that started it all. I'm putting him in B tier. I don't care.
I had B, yes.
B tier. He has, like, 5 lines and then gets his head blown off, but it's such an iconic moment.
Oh, it is, man, and it'll forever live with us. It's such a good moment. Oh god, it's jammed. I mean, yeah, he has to go and B for that. I mean, his death's silly, but it's comical and it's good. Whereas,
and he started the Carmine legacy, you know. He was the original Easter egg, so if it wasn't for him, we'd have never had Ben or Clayton Carmine.
Exactly.
I've never had any of the Carmine comedy without his original sacrifice in the first game.
That is why Carmine, the OG, is in B. Is there much more to say, really? Because he did, other than that,
he had more lines than Batista, but not much.
I don't know. It's probably close at this rate. Poor Carmine. Yeah. B, I'm happy with that. He joins, obviously, his other brother Clayton there. So let's move on then to the Phoenix family tree. We've got Adam, obviously Marcus's dad. He's obviously plays a pivotal role in the story.
He does, but I feel like he should go in C tier.
Mm.
because the mystique, I think, around it in the first couple of games with, you know, finding Marcus's dad is kind of met with a bit of... It's an anti-climax, isn't it, when you do finally find him.
Mm.
And then obviously he makes the ultimate sacrifice of being turned into dust or whatever happens to him, and it's kind of sad for Marcus, but he exists only to be like a story point. I don't think the actual internal character was very interesting. So that's why he goes in C for me. I can't really put him any higher, given his contribution to the franchise is quite low, other than just being a plot point in the story.
Yeah.
Like I said, I feel like they really played on the, you know, the mystery of finding out, you know, what's going on with Marcus's dad, and just wasn't really that exciting when you found him.
No, I must admit, I agree with all your sentiments there. He is just a plot device for Marcus, really. He plays his part in the end in the wider story and stuff, and does play his role in the story, but I was never really that attached. I wasn't like, oh yeah, that's one of the main things that I want to find out and discover is, you know, let's finally meet Marcus's dad. It's just a bit like, meh. You know, it is what it is. Marcus's character's there to obviously care about that, but for me, the gamer, not really that bothered. He's definitely not D tier. B's a push, isn't it, really? It's C. I think C fits him just right. And
C and D are packed. We need to find some A tier people here.
We do, and another guy in C who's been cropped because his head's cropped off. Oh, this is going lovely for the C tier. A lot of crop people. Right, let's move on. We've got Queen Mira. Yeah. This is the problem. Like, the villain and main villain is just a bit...
I never really understood that. Yeah. I think C, again. can't go into D, because not that catastrophic, but can't go any higher than C. We've got like half the cast.
We're running out of room in C, mate. Honestly, though,
do you think it was kind of disappointing? She has some badass moments, you know, where she's like riding on the sort of flying locusts and stuff, and it's kind of cool. But
a cool little visual. Did you care? Yeah. Did you really care about the villain, other than I'm playing this game and to complete it, I have to beat that villain?
It was kind of disappointing when you pulled back the curtain and found Queen Mira behind it. I don't think that was... Again, it was kind of anticlimactic. I think what's carried the first three games in terms of the franchise was the main characters that I'm sure, you know, we'll get onto. But it's... the villains in the piece weren't really that interesting.
Mm-hmm. Completely agree. None of the villains really had... Do you know what, actually? You know what it kind of reminded me of? When I think about it more now, the more that we talked about. A bit like the MCU, obviously before Thanos came along. A lot of the villains in the majority of the MCU films are just a bit meh. Like, you don't really care. There's not many that are that gripping, that interesting. But you like the main characters in the films that you're watching. So you go along with the ride with them. And it's kind of like this. In a way, for me, like, didn't care. Enjoyed the main characters a lot, so obviously the gameplay was good as well, especially at that time. And obviously the graphics looked great at that point as well. So I was drawn in by that, and I wasn't sticking around really for the story elements and the main boss of the villain and stuff like that. So, yeah, for me, I agree. C's getting pretty busy. But
C is packed.
But
C's getting crowded.
Yeah. But it's all right.
Crowded.
Agreed. C for cropped and crowded. But don't worry, this guy's definitely not going in C. There's only one place for good old Dom, and that has to be S tier. Come on. Don't you dare tell me that you're dropping Dom.
Got him in A tier.
No!
I've got him in A tier.
What?
This is going to be the ultimate argument now, isn't it? Why
How
have you got
Dom
in S tier?
Because for me, Dom's great. And I played the majority of the campaign. I did the campaigns with Ted, who was on the podcast last week. And I played as Dom. And I just love this character. I obviously, he had the stuff with his wife and stuff like that. But I always felt like he was really good sidekick to Marcus. I felt like he was a really fun character to play with, and I just like most of the things about him and his arc, obviously trying to find, and then his wife, and then his sacrificial act in...
Yeah, it's a beautiful moment. I mean,
Two?
Gears 2 was about Dom. Like, the whole game was pretty much his story of trying to find Maria, and it was really added some emotion to the story. There's four characters, and everyone knows who those four characters are, and I'm just trying to think in my head who can drop out, because you can't have them all in the S tier.
I know, but which yeah, one I think drop
I
out.
I originally my first thought was S tier for Dom, so I think I'm going to stick with that. I've conceded again.
Good.
I am happy to concede though, because like I said, Gears 2 was all about him. The moment when he died in Gears 3 was like, you know, one of the most emotional moments in the game as well, in the whole series, if not the most emotional moment. So that's testament to his character, I guess.
Yeah, that was an epic scene. It was, yeah, you're right, 3. For some reason I thought 2, but yeah. Unreal character, in my opinion, really good. Him and Marcus, I mean, that's what drove the franchise for me at the start. And I don't know, I just always liked him. Just always thought he was a cool character, you know. I was a bit younger back then as well, and even since growing up and replaying the games, I've always liked Dom. So for me, rightfully, I'm just laughing because I've just seen who's up next, rightfully so in the S tier is good old Dom, and RIP to him and Maria. But let's move on to Matty's personal favorite. It was his choice to have this character included on this, so send your abuse to Matty, and it's Sarah Connor.
It was not my choice at all. That is the biggest lie in my life. Right, can we just put Sarah Connor in the D tier and move on?
You said to me, she's an epic badass, and that she deserves to be. You told me that she was bottom of 8.
Yeah, try saying that with a straight face, and then I'm sure everyone will believe you. I didn't even realize she was in the game, to be fair. I knew Terminator was, like, as a skin. You know, yeah. Let's be honest, it's a skin.
Pretty much. But yeah, she was in the...
If we're talking about the Terminator franchise, then I'm sure she'll be pretty high up the tier list. But Gears of War, man, it's D. I mean, if there was a tier below D, she'd be in there.
Sat next to Batista. Oh no, Ty.
Hi, Batista.
Mate, to be fair, yeah. I included Batista, so I included Sarah Connor. I played quite a bit as her on the... why can't I remember the mode? It's not Horde, but it's the mode where you got to go through to the extraction point. Can't remember.
It was in Gears 5, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember the name of it, but I played a lot of that, and I played as her, so I just threw her in there. Like you said, if it was a Terminator list, she'd be high up, because she's a great character, but unfortunately, it's a Gears of War character list, and we have left out some characters that people will mention, and we've put in Batista and Sarah Connor. Right, unfortunately...
I'll do it for the banner. Just to clog up the D list.
Yeah, unfortunately, Matty's personal choice will be going in D. Sarah Connor is in D. Okay. Right, there's only 4 characters left. So, let's start with Hoffman. Oh my god. I know.
I just don't want to say C or D.
I know. I'm looking at it now and I'm just like, yeah, it's probably C or D, because he's a bit pointless, isn't he?
You put him in C and move on. Or is C the one that's clogged up?
C's the one that's clogged up.
But... can't put Hoffman in D. Mate, Tim Bob 1964 was the first person I ever met on Xbox Live. One of the absolute legends of Xbox Live, and his preferred character was Hoffman. I cannot put Hoffman in D tier, because all I can imagine is I'm putting Tim Bob in D tier. You know, he doesn't deserve that. For all the memories that he's given us online, he doesn't deserve that death.
I will throw alongside, you would be putting Hoffman in D tier with Batista and Sarah Connor.
Think of all the motivational speeches online, you know, the times when you were down 5 or 6 rounds. He'd be shouting at the team. It was his inspirational talks that got you through. He threw the hard times.
Yeah.
Put him up to B.
You're on the B. Oh my, no way. He can't be in B. Nah. He's C. Luckily enough, I don't think the last three are going to be C. So we're not going to fill up C. Next is another S tier for me, and it's Cole. The Cole train, baby. Woo!
It's Cole's a double S.
Yeah. Cole's
Everyone
great.
Loves Cole. Cole's the best character in the game. My personal favourite character. Not just because I played as him online, just because he's a really entertaining, funny character.
Agreed.
That's just, you know, basically caricature of an NFL linebacker pulled into the game. Sort of mixed between like Terry Tate and Terry Crews.
What's the sport called? Was it thrash ball or something?
Yeah, you have like a flashback mission, don't you, in Gears 3, where you go stadium. Back to playing thrash ball. Yeah, mate, the train is definitely S tier.
Oh, without doubt. Yeah, come on. One of the best video game characters out there, to be fair.
Just oozing with personality, which is what you want in a game like this. Yeah. Right at the end of Gears 1.
Yeah.
Made me laugh when I heard it for the first time. On reflection, it was, I don't think he's got a future career in the rap industry.
Well, we haven't heard from him since, I don't believe.
One hit wonder.
Yeah. No, but to be fair, I think, like you said, everything you touched on, he was a funny character. He was a cool character. I know that was like, he was meant to be like a cool character, but he just was. He played it so well. The character was perfect. Like, how can you... I don't understand how you could play that game and not like Cole.
Even in Gears 4, like, I mean, I imagine I'm in the same boat as most people as when Coltrane appeared. I was literally celebrating just to finally have some respite from the boring, bland characters that I'd been forced to, you know, play as throughout half the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I think Cole, easy S tier. Great character. Even in the later series, later parts of the series 4 and 5, when he came in, it's great to see him. So, I mean, they did tease it. He was dead, didn't they? Gears 5.
Yeah, no chance. They're not killing off Cole.
Yeah, they better not.
Can't stop the train, baby.
Exactly. But anyway, let's move on to the guy that was with him when they were introduced, and it's Baird.
This is probably going to be the most controversial one, because I reckon we both got him in A tier.
Yes. I've got him in A, you've got him in A, so I'm going to move him into A. How come you've got him there?
He's just got like that. Of the four characters, right, you've got Don, Baird, Cole, Marcus, obviously, the famous four, the four characters that you instantly think of when you think of this franchise. And I'm sure everyone's going to have their own individual list. I'm sure if they could, most people would probably have them all in S tier, but I feel like you can't really do that. The S tier's got to be one step above, and I feel like even though Baird was a brilliant character, there was just something like 10% about his character that I just found really annoying at times. Agreed. But not in a funny way. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why he has to go in A tier.
Yep, I agree. When you talk about the four, like you said, he is the one who I liked the least. Even though I liked him, but I liked him the least because I found him irritating at times. And I know we said we haven't included Judgment, but fucking hell, that game was terrible and he's in that a lot. So, like, nah, Baird for me, there's too many moments where I'm just like, yeah, that was annoying. Didn't really find that funny or entertaining. So for that fact, then it's A tier for me. And also, he turns into Bill Goldberg in the later games. I mean, what is that all about?
It's funny. That's what happens to you, mate. As soon as you cut your hair, you look like Goldberg.
Yeah, apparently so. I mean, such a blatant ripoff as well.
I think they just got Goldberg to come in and scan his face, to be honest.
It looks that way. It's basically him. See,
that character looks more like Goldberg than Batista looks like Batista.
Yeah, he probably does. But yeah, completely agree. Be interesting to see people who are watching this or listening to it on audio, what they think. I mean, do you agree that Baird.
There's going to be some people absolutely furious at that, because I know a lot of people, Baird is their favourite character in the game, and they would automatically have him in S tier. I know there are a lot of people that think that, so like I said, don't necessarily think he's a bad character.
But I mean, he's A. That's not bad.
Yeah, he's A. Look at how many people we've got in C and D, and then you'll appreciate him being in the A tier a bit more.
Yeah, exactly. Right, well, let's finish it. Last character, and it's going to be Kate.
Might be surprising, actually, this one. I think B, to be perfectly honest. I wouldn't put her as low as C. She's one of the more interesting characters in the new games, even though, you know, the intention at the start was clearly just to make a as diverse as possible cast to fit in with the 21st century, which is fine. You know, I get that from a technical choice. At the end of the day, they've got a new start for the trilogy, mm-hmm. and they wanted to get like a new set of characters that can appeal to a wider audience. I feel out of the three, obviously Del and JD are pretty big misses, but I think Kate's obviously the focal point, has turned out to be the focal point of the story, and is, you know, generally more interesting than the other two. So that's why I can't put her in C. Maybe she'll get bumped up to A, depending on what happens in Gear 6. There's potential there. There's potential there for like an evil turn, which would be an interesting, you know, potential facet to the story. I don't think it's going to happen now. They sort of explored that, didn't they, with the sort of lab scene where she was, you know, controlling some of the Locust. But
I don't think they'll go full turn. No. Like you said, I think they'll just tease it. To be fair, I was thinking bottom end of B, because when you compare how boring 4 was, I actually liked 5, the game, and I found her better than JD in the previous game, and JD sat in C, so I think Kate deserves to be in B on that alone, to be honest. I think that she's an interesting character, and like you said, there's... To see how it plays out in 6, where her story arc goes, she could get bumped up to A, to be fair. But for me, yeah, I'll go with B.
And I need to say this for all gearheads listening. I mean, I personally don't think... I know some people are going to disagree. At the end of the day, we just want more games. But I'm very disappointed that Gears of War... There was a Gears of War 4 ever made. I honestly think that, and it's a conversation that I have with Perks quite a lot. You know, this is probably our, you know, one of our favorite game series of all time. Gears 1, as we've discussed before on the podcast, is definitely my favorite game of all time. Mm-hmm. You know, mainly for the multiplayer, but obviously the campaign was great as well. I feel Gears 3 really left it in a place where it was at the peak, you know, so and it had its time. I think Gears 4, no one really wanted it, you know? There's a hardcore fan base of Gears fans that are always going to want more Gears, you know? But sometimes you've just got to sit there and say, it's done. I like how that ended. See, I feel like an example of a game like this, even though it's going completely off topic, is Uncharted. See, I don't think they should make another Uncharted game. How beautiful was the ending of Uncharted 4? You know, it capped that series off so nicely. And they're just going to wreck it with some Uncharted 5 or spin-off. And it's just like, I get that people want more of what they love, but sometimes you've just got to sit back and say, yeah, that's it. You know, that was a beautiful ending. It's had its time, and now it's time to put it to bed, you know.
Send it to sleep.
And I feel like Gears would have benefited massively from not having any sequels. I feel like the Coalition are a great studio, but I feel like they're almost handicapped by what they're doing in trying to, you know, having to make more Gears games every year. I'd like to see them just branch out and make something completely new. Because one thing that we can agree on, technically, from a technical standpoint, Gears 4 and 5 are incredible games. They look amazing. Gameplay is so smooth. The multiplayer is, you know, spot on. So it's just a shame that they're almost beating a dead horse with it.
To be fair, I don't disagree. But obviously... We grew up with the trilogy, essentially. You know, they were our prime gaming years at the time, it felt like, because everyone was online all the time playing together and stuff like that, in our friend group anyway. And that trilogy was perfect. It was at that point in time, they absolutely nailed it. I didn't particularly want the franchise to carry on because I didn't really see the need for it. But at the end of the day, the issue is, if it sells, they're gonna keep bringing them out.
Yeah, it sells, I guess, but nowhere near as much as it used to.
Yeah, its heyday's definitely gone. But anyway, that is our list. Now let's go through it, Matt. Just because if we want to make any changes into the orders of the actual categories themselves, or if we want to make any last minute changes. So I'll start with the S tier and work my way down. So at the top, at the very top, I've put Marcus in here. Marcus, Dom, Cole. Now I think Cole should be ahead of Dom.
Yeah, I think Cole should be ahead of Marcus.
I know.
But that's personal preference.
Okay, well, them two can be.
Marcus at the top. You can be Marcus, Cole, Dom.
Okay. Then obviously in A, we've got Baird, and he can't be swapped with anyone because no one else is in A.
We've got no one else in A tier. Is there anyone that could even compete in the A tier or get close?
Really?
Out of what we've got, or maybe even something that we've missed? I honestly don't think there is.
I'm looking, and I genuinely don't see anyone getting into the A tier.
I'd like to have a bit of competition for Baird, but I think he's on his own there in the A tier.
I think he's cemented
just not,
it.
Just not good enough.
Yeah, exactly. Right, so now we've got the B category, and obviously because we went through it, this is how it's currently listed. Top of B is Ben Carmine. Then we got Faz, Anya. Was it Anthony? I can't remember. They got the same picture.
Anthony Carmine.
Yeah, the first. Yeah. Then
the
Kate.
The good Carmine brother.
Yeah.
Kate.
I feel like Kate should definitely be above Carmine and Anya.
No, I think Kate should be pretty high on it, to be honest.
Okay. So do you want... Because you gave me, to be fair, Dom in S. Do you want Kate top of B instead of Ben Clayton and Benjamin Clayton and Carmine? Why did I keep saying it's Clayton Carmine, isn't it?
We'll have Kate top and then Clayton. Nah. Yeah, Clayton then.
Then Faz.
Faz, Anya, then Anthony Carmine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what we've got to be. Yeah.
And there's not much competition between those. Like, you could basically throw a dice to get that order, to be honest. There's not one that stands out above all the rest, really.
Yeah, it's very interchangeable, isn't it?
it says it all about Gears 4 and 5 that Anthony Carmine is on a parity with Kate, who's been the main character pretty much.
Well, we put it, he's there for comedic purposes. Right, C, you've got General Ram, Kim, JD, Dizzy, Dell, Adam, Phoenix, Queen, Mira, and Hoffman. I mean,
Hoffman's last.
Yeah, he's currently just, last.
I feel like I'm copping out here, but I feel like I just give that to the audience, put that in whatever order you want, because I don't even care about half of them.
Yeah, I must admit, when I was reading that out, I was just like, who do you even really put above each other here? We'll leave that as that is. Right, D tier.
Oh, actually, can we make sure that Dell's close to the bottom of it?
Okay, I'll put...
He only scraped into the C tier, trust me.
Right, I've put him alongside Hoffman, so them two are the bottom two. Right, D tier, there's only four. Right, so you've got, obviously, Ty, Batista, Carmine, and Sarah Connor. Obviously, Sarah Connor and Batista have got to be the last two, haven't they?
Yeah, we'll go Sarah Connor, Batista, last two, and then Carmine the top of that, and Ty second.
Okay.
We've missed a few characters, obviously. I think there's a lot of... The thing is, with Gears of War, there's a hell of a lot of supporting characters. I think the main one that I've missed, and apologies to the fans out there, I think it's Sam. Sam is the name of Baird's wife in 4 and 5, but she wasn't really that interesting. I mean, if you just, without even going into too much detail, she'd probably just be another one that ends up in the C tier. Spoiler alert.
We've got so many in the C tier. But, yeah, there we go. Like Matty said, we probably have missed out some, but you'll have to let us know in the comments below who we've missed out. And also let us know in the comments below if you agree with our list and our rankings, who would you change, all that good stuff. And if you are watching us on YouTube, subscribe and like this video, as that helps the channel to grow. If you are listening to us on any audio platforms, please leave us a nice review and also pass on the pod, because once again, well, this wasn't a podcast, but it's a show, but obviously helps our channel to get out there, get a bit more exposure and grow as a result. You can also follow Checkpoint Reach on social media, on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at CheckReachPod. And you can follow me and Matty on social media. Where can people find you, mate?
At Matty Cheatham on Instagram. So you can go and harass me on there about how much I hate half of the characters in the franchise.
Yeah. And if you want to harass me, yeah. Yes, Matty will definitely debate you. If you want to harass me,
Batista telling him he's in the D tier.
Hey, he might reply to you.
I hope he does.
Might give you grief, yeah. But yeah, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at LLDELIL3Ds. I don't know, on the Instagram. Instagram. And we also should say big thanks to Matty's girlfriend for the new logo, new banner art as well.
Yeah. Doing a work behind the scenes in the blurred background.
Yeah. But, man, we love it. We think it looks great. So, you know, we hope you guys like it too.
And, loving it. A new start for the podcast. Hopefully, obviously, we haven't been able to do the traditional podcast this Thursday. To be honest with you, there hasn't really been that much news. So we thought we'd give you a bit of a different piece of content. So we hope you enjoy it.
Yep, exactly. And I should mention as well that next week that we are going to have on a special guest on the podcast, and that's going to be N7 Kate. You can obviously find her YouTube because it's usually Mass Effect related content, and we are going to have her on to discuss the Mass Effect Legendary Edition next week. So look out for that. That should be good fun.
But, I better get playing it.
Yeah, you had, man. Hey, it's good.
My Xbox has been out of commission, but it's back now. It's back from the Locust torture chambers, and it's ready to boot up Mass Effect. So maybe I'll at least complete one of the games by next week.
Yeah. Oh well, we'll look forward to the next episode anyway, where we can chat about all that. So anyway, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this, we hope you have a good day, and we'll be back next week to discuss some more video games. Goodbye, guys.
Take it easy.